Hare Krishna. Is sex pleasure the result of hormones, or is it simply a product of the mind's imagination? Answer: it is both. The soul is the source of consciousness, and the soul is the locus of all experiences. The soul is covered by the subtle body and then by the gross body. So the soul's consciousness is rooted through the subtle body to the gross body, to the outer world. So when the soul engages in sense gratification, at that time, the senses come in contact with the sense objects. Now, when is there an experience of pleasure? When there is, say for example, when infant drinks milk from mother's breast. No, there is nothing sexual about that, because the sexual glands and the sexual sexual glands have not been developed in the body at that time. So there is no hormonal secretion, and there are no thoughts of that kind which can occur in the infant. So that means for the sexual pleasure to be experienced, the puberty has to be attained. So the biological condition that is there is important. Without that, sexual pleasure cannot be experienced. But then we also have Prahlad Maharaj stating that manasijam. He says that what is the nature of this pleasure? Yanmaithunadi grahamaiti sukhamitucham. Kandu yanena karayor iva dukkha dukkham. Trupyanti neha krupana bahu dukkha bhajam. Kandu tivan manasijam vishaheta dhiraha. So he says that pleasure is manasijam. It is born from the mind. And actually he says also kandu tivan. Kandutivan means it is rubbing of flesh, like scratching of an itch. So again, he is giving a mental and a physical component to it. So let's try to understand what he is saying over here. So now, as I said, if the biological gland, if the hormones are not secreted, then there is no sexual experience over there. But even when there is the biological capacity, the hormones are there. Say a person is unconscious. And when the person is unconscious, and say the person comes in contact with the sense object. Now, when the person is unconscious, there will be no activation of the mind. There is no stimulation of the imagination. And that's why there is no agitation. There is no secretion of hormones. And there is no that sense of excitement that is there. And there is no feeling of pleasure over there. So there also has to be the exercise. There has to be the stimulation of the mind, the imagination, the mind has to imagine, and then one experiences pleasure. Now, either way, the point of analyzing this, whether we analyze sexual pleasure in terms of hormones or in terms of the mind's imagination, when Prahlad Maharaj says, when it is manasijam, when he says that it is the pleasure that is, it is a product of the mind. Now, when we say it is the mind's imagination, it does not mean that the pleasure is imaginary. It means that the pleasure is produced by imagination. They're two different things. The pleasure is not imaginary. The pleasure is produced by imagination. Imaginary means that which does not exist only. So now, actually, when the senses come in contact with sense objects, there is a pleasure over there. Or for that matter, when we eat some food, at that time, there is a pleasure. When we taste some gulab jamun, there is pleasure over there. And Prahlad Maharaj also in an earlier verse states that Madhulavai, he says there is pleasure, it is like honey. But then he says it's very small quantity of honey. Lavai, very, very, just a drop. A very small drop. But still that drop is there, no doubt about it. So, there is pleasure over there. In fact, in the Kaushitaki Upanishad, various levels of pleasure are compared. And then Brahman happiness is said to be thousands of times more than sensual happiness. That means sensual happiness is also there. If sensual happiness were zero, and thousands of times zero will also be zero. So it's not zero. There is some happiness definitely in this world. Now when the sensual happiness is not imaginary, it is real. But it is a product of imagination means to feel that pleasure, one has to exercise one's imagination. And that's why to stimulate people's imagination, there is so much paraphernalia in this world. You know, there are movies, there are erotic images, and there are erotic paintings, and there are even pornographic movies. And all this is for what purpose? To excite the mind, to agitate the mind, to stimulate it, to excite the imagination. So the stimulation of the imagination leads to the generation of the hormones. And a generation of the hormones leads to the experience of pleasure. So the point is that actually the pleasure is very, very tiny. As Plasmara says, madhulavai, it is insignificant. Tucham, as he says. But because there is so much propaganda, Shruti Sukha, he says, we all hear about it. In this world, people talk about it and we hear about it and we think, oh, there must be so much pleasure over here. And then we get excited by it. And then, because the real experience of that pleasure is so insignificant, we can't believe it. How can this? You know, everybody is glamorizing this pleasure so much and the actual experience is so little. How is this possible? So then we think, I must be doing something wrong. And we try to imagine, how can I get this pleasure better? And then people try to read books on how to have better sex, or go to some sexologists and lie on their couches and try to find out how I can improve my sex life. So all this is trying to stimulate the imagination. So the whole purpose of scripture is, either way, so we can analyze from the point of view of modern science and biology and say that the pleasure is simply because of hormonal excitement. And the hormones are not going to last for long. The hormones are going to get exhausted. And that's why this pleasure is going to go away soon. So we can say, that's why even scientists say that, social scientists say that romance has a bench life of 9 months. Because when, say, a boy and a girl meet each other, the sense of newness that is there and people feel a sense of thrill. Sometimes they say, when I touch you, I feel as if electricity is going through my body. And people make songs about this. So all that is what? It's just secretion of hormones. And that hormonal excitement, at the most, it lasts for 9 months. And afterward, that all the novelty goes away. And then, yes, the relationship may continue and people can have a happy marriage, but that requires sacrifice, that requires commitment. One has to go beyond just depending on hormonal excitement for that. One has to develop selflessness in the relationship. So the point is, either way, if you look at the hormones, then the hormones are not going to last for long. And anyway, we are not our hormones. So we shouldn't sensationalize the pleasure that comes from sensations. So from the hormonal analysis, we will understand these are just biological signals. There is no need for me to get excited because I am not merely a product of biology. And if you think of it in terms of what Lama is saying, manasijam, then also we can think that hey, this pleasure, it's just when I imagine something, I get some little pleasure. But the imagination is far, far greater than the actualization. The imagination is huge and the actualization is an anticlimax. Therefore, I will not get excited about this. And that is Prahlad Maharaj's conclusion. Kandutivan manasijam vishahet dhiraha. Vishahet. Tolerate it. Don't indulge in it. And then here, the other example he uses that of scratching an itch. So here also the point is, when we scratch an itch, the relief that we experience is real in the sense that we experience the relief. But it is not real in the sense that actually that relief aggravates the pain, and in that sense, it's actually not a relief. It's going to cause a greater pain. So therefore, the solution is tolerate. So either way, whether we want to analyze the sexual pleasure from a hormonal perspective or from mental imagination perspective, the point we need to focus on is that it is not all that it is made out to be. It is actually a very small pleasure and we shouldn't get excited about it. Rather, we should focus on Sukhena Brahma Samsparsham Atyantam Sukhamashnate. Krishna says in 6.28 that Sukhena Brahma Samsparsham. When we come in contact with Brahma, the Param Brahma is Krishna. When you come in contact with Krishna, then Atyantam Sukhamashnate. We experience the ultimate happiness. So that is the happiness that can eternally excite, satisfy and keep us ecstatic. And that is what we should aspire for. Thank you. Hare Krishna.